Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on a broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. If you're having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best and Lord Jesus answer for you. If you're having any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, it is the 7 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time here in the United States on this Sunday. And for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know what that means. The full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await for our brother to come on to head this off, I just want to take the opportunity once again to thank the Lord Jesus for all of you that have been listening to the broadcast far and near. So may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So truly, indeed, it is a blessing once again to come before you guys with the word of God today. I am grateful that God has given us the opportunity to prepare in him. And so that's what we need to do, people, because times are tightening up and the Lord wants his people, when the smoke clears, to be standing. And so, people, this is a time that we need to concentrate on getting prepared and enduring, enduring in the faith. Because you look today, you're seeing many turn away from the faith. They are become enticed by the things of this world. Even when the Bible tells us to envy not sinners, some have become envious of sinners. And, you know, their thing is, hey, these sinners ain't even worshiping God, and they just getting things. Here I am waiting and still struggling. Well, I say this. I'd rather wait for the manifestation and get it that way than to cut corners and try to get it, you know, because, you know, you're going to end up losing it. And when you go out to get in that way, it's sorrow going to come with it. So I'd rather do it Jesus' way. Amen. That way is the number one way. Glory to be to God. So truly, indeed, it is a blessing to be here this day and an opportunity we've given to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you guys. So enduring the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ will bring you through any circumstances you're facing, any. And I am so grateful for that, people. That's what we have, the faith of Jesus Christ. The things that we're encountering, money is not going to be able to buy you a solution. Your popularity status is not going to bring a solution. Your degrees from college is not going to bring a solution. It's going to be about knowing Jesus, believing in him, and walking and enduring in his word. Amen. So once again, I am grateful for such an opportunity as this to share the word of God with you guys. Amen. Truly indeed a blessing. And the Lord is going to do more in this time, this day, for his people. So my words are encouraged to you, all that are listening. Been going through and waiting for the manifestation of the promise. Continue to hold on. I'm telling you that God watches over his word to perform it. So you can best believe that the Lord aims to do what he said he would do. And I just thank God for it. I know that in my life personally, God have things that in store for me. And I am grateful to that because I know that he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. He's going to bring it to pass. So I want to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom Amiska, brother. You American people think it's the whole world is, so to speak,
your American language. But what about the other thousands of people, especially the Hebrew Jewish Israelite people? You think they support fast forward and speak English? Okay. Thank God you made it. Okay, you American people. Thank God for America. And thank God for this nation. And I honor and respect for being part of this nation as a citizen, a black Christian, a colored American male. Thank God. I'm here by the grace of God. And I'm aware that I was brought to this nation by descendants. I could go into that, why they were brought here and changed, but I don't have time for that. But I want to exalt Jesus in the gospel and his divine purpose for all nations. And all nations of the world, all flesh, will understand Romans 5 and 3. So that's the key thing about liberation and redemption and Christ dying, suffering, to become our Lamb of God to redeem. So anyone, hello everybody. Anybody else on there besides you and I, brother, say hello. How are y'all?
Nobody but you and I. Just you and I, yeah.
Okay, well, then I'll just take it all the way, just since nobody else is on the line. And I miss my brothers and sisters, and wish they were on. They did a great, marvelous job last night, and I enjoyed that immensely. We have them continue to stir up the gift and expand the gift that God has put in them through the grace. Wonderful, G. Now, we were talking about healing, health, and wellness and soundness, how God wants us to walk in perfect health and wellness and soundness in all three areas of our lives. And that healing, as we talk more about healing is a particular thing that Jesus bought for us and paid for us in his suffering. So as we go cross over to divine healing tonight, we're talking about areas of health and being kept well and walking in health and wholeness that affects the whole person, an area of their life. But then there is a supernatural part to healing, which God himself through Christ has opened to give us, called divine healing, faith healing. That is the more, as we talk about divine healing, the faith healing that God has provided us through his suffering of son Jesus. Now, health and healing and wholeness and wellness and soundness is important. It's very important because the Lord God made us whole in the beginning, Adam, and sin, and Adam's rebellion brought sin, sickness, disease, death, oppression, fear, worry, and all of that stuff into the world. Mostly, it cut off us from the presence of God. It separated us. I was looking at about, as we cross over to divine healing, the special healing that's come through faith in the promises of Jesus Christ, divine healing and deliverance. There's a lot that Jesus in his ministry demonstrated us the other side of healing and deliverance. Let's start out for the body of believers in particular, healing, divine healing, to bringing us to health and wellness. Some occasion, we have to exercise faith in the advantage that God has given to the redeemed Christians in the covenant which he bought on Calvary and his suffering. He paid for this. Divine healing. Faith. Healing.
Yeah.
You have a thought about that, brother?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
What we got? Divine healing.
Amen.
Supernatural from above.
Amen.
natural healing and other kinds of wellness and healness come from in the natural realm.
Mm-hmm.
But let's cross over to the supernatural realm,
mm-hmm.
the divine.
Yeah.
Now, after a few minutes, I was reading some scriptures down about redemption. Most people don't understand that the term redemption, Christ came to redeem us, was not to redeem us from one thing.
Amen.
But redemption covered the whole complete need of man. The complete
Amen.
One. Not just one part of healing or wellness. When
Amen.
People hear healing, they think of only one part, of course, when they hear the word healing.
That's
but
true. Amen.
Wholeness or healing is every area of our life. Not just
Amen.
Physical
mm-hmm.
alone.
Yeah.
So we're not just a physical person. We're more than a physical person. So we need more
Amen.
Than healing physically.
Amen.
So, but we're going to talk about the physical and emotional healing from the divine
Amen.
Perspective. Now, let's
Amen.
Go. Redemption, Jesus came to redeem us from the curse. Now, what was the curse of the law? Christians say, well, you know, I'm a sinner, and I stand forgiven. Yeah, that's the most important thing. Yeah, of course. And getting the right
uh-huh.
life. Of course, that's spiritual healing, getting right with God, getting redeemed. But the other part was included in his redemption. That's the part the devil don't want you to know.
Right. Uh-huh.
It was redemption
yeah.
for every part of your life and every need.
Amen.
So redemption was not just about going to heaven alone, which is the most
mm-hmm.
important thing, the most valuable healing
mm-hmm.
and restitution, but it's about where you live in this earth and walk
mm-hmm.
in this earth. God wants you to enjoy and have joy.
Amen.
I don't know why people think that Christians can't be a Christian in order to be miserable. I don't understand that. It's kind of backwards to me. Well, you're Christian,
Amen.
You know, you're going through, and you're supposed to be miserable and sad and all looking down, and you can't buy a new suit. You got to be raggedly clothed, holes in your shoes, and all that stuff.
Amen.
Where do people get all these ideas? They didn't get it from the Bible.
That's how
traditions of men. Traditions
yep,
of men.
Men.
Presumptions of men.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the sinners are going to be having all the fun. No. The Christians are having the best fun.
Amen.
They're supposed to be having...
Amen. Amen.
They're supposed to have unspeakable joy. Wait a
Amen.
Minute.
Amen.
John chapter 3,
so
Jesus talked about the heavenly joy.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about not the earth enjoyment, but we have earth things that we enjoy. Outside of sin, we have pleasure. We can have pleasure in this life outside of sin,
mm-hmm.
and we can enjoy life. But we have
yeah.
something else called divine impartation. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
The joy
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Jesus said, "I got a new dimension for them that come to me. It's called the joy of heaven."
Amen.
And this is called the unspeakable joy.
Amen.
This comes from your relationship when the Holy Spirit makes its seat in your life. You get to taste some of the joy of heaven before you get there.
mm-hmm.
I said you get a taste of heaven before you even get there.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Said, my joy shall be in you. You can look at John 13, John 14, he said, my joy, that your joy, he told his wife, that your joy may be full as my joy is in the Father. Now, that's some unusual kind of joy. Jesus said, your joy may be as my joy is in the Father. That's what he wants us to have.
Uh-huh.
You know why you can't live
yeah.
long? If a lot of people walk around with morbid and all sad about everything, worried
uh-huh.
about everything, depressed
yeah.
and everything, and just die from just
yeah.
The Lord don't want us just to get up and go to bed and get up and go to bed and go to bed and go to bed and just have sadness and sadness just control their life. But the joy of walking and have fellowship with Jesus in the Holy Ghost, joy.
Amen. Amen.
He said joy, unspeakable joy.
Amen.
The unspeakable joy, Jesus says.
Unspeakable
that means the
joy.
The above any human experience of this world.
Amen.
And you may have joy like you go to a game or go to a marriage or a wedding or going to a sporting event, a political event, and you have a joy and a pleasure of going on a vacation or enjoying your experience with your wife or your family, your outing. But there is no joy like the joy of the Lord. Is that right?
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost comes into your life, there's three things you become aware of. Love, peace, and joy.
Amen.
Joy, peace, and the love.
Yeah.
Heavenly, God's love, God's peace, you're aware of it.
Amen.
And he wants us to live in it. A lot of people think Christians he's just full of trouble. That's, my heart can't take no more. My blood pressure, and just moaning and groaning. The Lord didn't want us to live in no groaning and moaning, even though we're going to have trouble.
Amen. That's right now.
He made a way for us to overcome every difficulty.
Amen.
We may not reach for it, but he made a way.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
So I'm going to read some scriptures about divine healing, because a lot of Christians don't believe that that's for the day that we live in.
Uh-huh.
That God has changed his plan, changed his gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And to say redemption, this part of redemption is not for the 20th century. Redemption was for those people back then, the church age, but not for you people in the 19th, 18th, 20th century. It's not for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to not give you the same thing Peter, James, and John in the early church. I'm going to delete some stuff for y'all. I ain't going to let y'all have it. I let them have it. I'm going to be a respectful person. I'm not giving to y'all. Some people who call themselves dispensationalists, Christians, say God doesn't do that anymore.
Huh.
I said, where did you get that information from? What I read over there, show me where God says he don't do this anymore. Because we live in the 16th, the 14th, the 11th century. He said, I'm going to cut it off when we get to the 11th century. I'm just going to have it for the first 6 months, then I'm going to cut it off. You know, sometimes when you really look at it, you don't mean to be defensive to what people come up with, but some of the things are so nonsensical, you just have to laugh at them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to laugh at the ignorance of people.
Amen.
Amen.
They have taught in our American Western history that black people are inferior in some of the histories, go back, and the theologians has put in our culture that black people are cursed and inferior. And when you know the truth, you look at the ignorance of these people.
Amen.
And they have the audacity to try to use the Bible to show that black people are cursed because of their color.
Amen.
I said, you know, when God set you free with the truth, you look back and laugh at ignorance and stupidity.
Amen.
The same way people try to pervert history of the image. Now listen to this, because I'm talking about something that people are bound and troubled and divided over. And they can't get along because they've been taught these lies and deception. And when I talk about it, I'm not talking trying to hurt nobody. I'm trying to divide between the lies and the deception. So people can be united and not be deceived. Well, you can't have none with black people. White people, you have to be over here. You're red. you're Chinese, you're over here because you're, you know, da, da, da. Now, I have to laugh. I have to put this in here because this has to do with a lot of people, why they're suffering. Because if I don't make, see, I have to tell you why nations of people are suffering.
Uh-huh.
My name is Brother Lee, Eddie Lee, and some things I bring up people get really mad about because they don't want me to share them.
Here they do. Mm-hmm.
I could make, I'm making it for a well-being of people to open
mm-hmm.
their eyes.
Amen.
Suffering under ignorance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Suffering because of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stupidity. Thinking that one person is superior because of their color or their language.
Right.
That is one of them. Satan has did that at the fall of Adam at Nimrod and spreaded that pride and fear into the whole earth.
Amen.
Amen.
That's one of the most cursed to divide nations against one another.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, it's pitiful that in America, one of the greatest Christian nations, that people are still separated by race.
Amen. It's so true.
Now, why should I get on here and make like everything's all right?
That's so true. Mm-hmm. Can. Amen.
Why can't we be honest and get free? Why can't we just be
that's
honest
right.
with one another? Well, we don't want to talk
right.
about that. We don't want to talk about that. Yet people
mm-hmm.
are being abused every day, and yet we don't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
Taking castor oil. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell you, brother, they might as well spend their lives dislacking me because I'm going to bring it to you, whether they like it or not. And I do it in love. And concerned about the welfare of the nation, and I'm going to bring it anyway. I'm going to bring the part that the other people. You know, Dr. Fred Price of L.A., when he get this, ask Brother Nate, he did a complete, almost 1 year on race, religion. Is that right, Brother Nate?
Amen, that's right.
And he was God's chosen man, Dr. Fred Price,
mm-hmm.
to bring to the nation and the world how
mm-hmm.
race and hatred and discrimination
mm-hmm.
in religion, in government.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so mad with him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he had this assignment from God. And I always ask myself, why do no hardly any preacher, their priest, they would preach about every sin in the book of self race.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to wonder about that. Why won't they touch? And I would hear all these great preachers. There's one area they will not touch.
Mm-hmm.
they won't go there.
Oh,
one of
sure.
the greatest sin and iniquity is the hatred of a person because of their race, of their language, of their creed.
And
people don't want to go. The only thing they would touch is the subject about the Jews.
Yeah.
And the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All day long.
Yep.
What happened to the Jews? But when I tell them, sister and brother, I'm a black Jew.
Amen.
I have to have some fun sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
What y'all gonna do to me? Y'all doing me, and I'm a black Jew. Well. Okay. You know, I said, you said, and I'm Semitic. I'm a black Jew, so y'all been treating us wrong. That is Semitic. Y'all anti-Semitic against us. Well, I don't care whether people like it or not, because his truth stands for itself, and the facts still stand whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love you.
It's just like castor oil. You don't like it, but it's still good.
Amen.
You don't want it, but castor oil, you still need it.
Amen.
That's right.
You know how you get so, I get so mad, and my mother would set the castor oil once a year on the stove. I would get so mad.
Oh,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Saying I'd be glad when I get grown, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, my
goodness. Oh, yeah, I said, every day I got to take this castor. Nasty stuff. And I got to be sick on my stomach all day long. But it was for my good.
Did not throw it up.
I say it was for my good.
Amen.
Suffering. Now, America is suffering because the bitterness and hate and social difference between the races.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And people, now they want to pass laws to take out of the library. Well, we don't teach you about the history of this. We don't talk about this. Oh, you want to hide it now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That way, you can make like it never existed. Now, you don't understand why I'm bringing this up, because a lot of people who think one way, and not to mention about all things, this is why many areas we are suffering, because we think in one area, and problems come from many areas.
Amen.
And you think, well, it just comes from this way and this, but it comes from many areas. Now, let's go. Our children of black have suffered being taught all these generations they were less than other people.
Amen.
Now, y'all don't understand the effect that it can have on a whole nation of people. You are less inferior and degrading, that you come from a monkey, that you come from the tree. You don't know how that affects on a nation, a group of people, how that affects their lives.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, y'all. You black and you ugly, you degrading. Indians degrading.
Amen.
Right. Okay, let's go to the divine healing. Somebody get me Isaiah 53:5-6. The other sister, get me 1 Peter 2:24. The other sister, give me Matthew 8:16-17. Redemption, we're going to go to divine healing, impartation, God included, in a supernatural act when he redeemed the church. This is part of the deal that he included for us. Now, anyone got these scriptures? He included divine healing. Not talking about health now, coming to health, but how we can come to health through divine healing and wellness. Now, to show you that when Jesus suffered and died, this was included in the package. Isaiah 53:5-6.
Okay. Isaiah 55:6 says,
I'm breaking up. I don't know why I'm breaking up, sister. But go ahead.
Okay. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
By his stripes.
Amen.
Now let's go to 1 Peter 2:24.
Okay. 2:24, okay? Okay, hold on.
I thought someone already had. Okay,
for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof
fadeth. Oh, man, maybe I got it wrong. Are you sure that's First Peter?
You said First Peter?
Peter,
24. Okay, I have 24. It right here. Okay, 24, okay. Who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
Amen.
I need to read that again. Yeah.
Okay. Who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Now, did Jesus include in his redemption package? Let's see. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 36 and 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 36.
Okay, 20. Acts 2.
36 to 38.
Okay, 36 and 38 says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know clearly that God has made the same Jesus whom he has crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And ye shall
Let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10.
38.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Okay. I want someone else to read that.
Okay. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
Now, why would Jesus go about healing all that sick and oppressed of the devil, and then he get down to the 11th century and the 6th century, so I'm cutting this off. I'm not giving it to the rest of the church world. I didn't include it, and I stopped it at the 6th century. And so I'm not going to give the rest of the body who obey the gospel this particular gift that was bought. Now, remember, this gift was bought, paid for on the Calvary, but yet it's not supposed to be us, not for us to say. He paid for it. He purchased it.
Amen.
And he went everywhere doing what? God anointed Jesus.
Yeah.
God anointed Jesus to do something that he didn't want to be done. Jesus went against the word of God, because God don't do that. God, what did he do? He went about doing what? Good.
All that was oppressed by the devil.
You know, I talked to my different groups, Jehovah's Witnesses and Dispensation, and the church. There's a church, a group called the Church of Christ, and they tell me God is, you know, they don't do that no more. I said, what kind of gospel you telling people? What kind of gospel? That Jesus is not the same. He doesn't. God doesn't do that anyway, brother. So, okay. Okay. What did God do? God anointed Jesus.
Anointed Jesus of Nazareth mm-hmm. with the Holy Ghost with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Mm-hmm. All. Did he say all?
All.
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 Mm-hmm. Didn't leave anybody
out. Healing. Let's go to Matthew mm-hmm. chapter 4, and someone get Luke chapter 4, Matthew 4, beginning at verse 23 to 25, Matthew 4, verse 23, 25, Luke 4, 16 and 17. Let's see, that is this in the gospel?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Part of the gospel.
Okay. Luke 4, 23. And Jesus
no, Luke
went about
4, verse 16 and 17. Luke 4, 16 and
16.
17.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew
4 and 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people.
What you doing there for, Jesus? That's
Luke
not the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Luke 4, 16 and 17.
Matthew 4, 16 and 17 says, the people which sat in darkness. Is it Matthew or Luke?
Luke chapter 4, verse 16 and 17.
Okay.
Luke 4, 16. Okay. Mm. Okay. And he
yes.
came into Galilee. I mean, he came into Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went unto the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he mm-hmm. have anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. He has mm-hmm. sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptance of the Lord."
Yeah.
And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all of them that was in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is fulfilled in your ears."
In your ears.
Amen.
Jesus placed in his church after he left. What did he place in his church?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. In 1 Corinthians 12,
mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians chapter 12,
yes.
at verse 1, verse
uh-huh.
12. 1
mm-hmm.
Corinthians chapter 12, verse
First,
1.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, that I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye was Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you was led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, called Jesus accursed, and that no man say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diverses of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there
mm-hmm.
are different of administration, but the same
mm-hmm.
Lord. And there are mm-hmm. diverses of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all.
Amen.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to the another one the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all of these work that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man Sarah as he will. For as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is
Christ. Now I wonder why he put these gifts in the church. He placed them in the church. Of course, some people have taken them out by unbelief. Unbelief has removed them. But why would he place them in the church? He did not want people to be healed. He put the gift in it.
Amen.
You make no sense. Why would he place them, his body, among his redeemed people, all nine gifts? And he tells why he put them in the body of Christ.
Amen.
You know, let's go over and see why he placed this in his church. Mark 15:15-16. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 15, verse 15 and 6. Now, he placed this in the body of the redeemed New Testament church. I know he must have made a mistake.
Oh, he didn't make a mistake.
We got to correct our traditions. We got to correct God. 15th chapter, the Gospel of Mark, verse 15 and 16.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Now, I wonder, is that interesting that he gave this commission to his disciples in his church? Well, let's move over here in James chapter 5, James chapter 5, verse 13 and 18. James, the Epistle of James, chapter 5, verse 15, verse 13 to 18. James 5, beginning in verse 13.
Okay.
If any among you afflicted, let him pray. If any among you afflicted, let him pray. If any merry, let him sing songs. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The festering, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much.
Now, I'm trying to get some understanding about why the Lord would place this in his church. Since he's not interested in divine healing or deliverance, why would he? And he suffered for this, and they beat him with 39 stripes. And the 39 stripes cover all the major diseases in the world. All the major diseases of that day was covered by 39 major diseases.
Right.
The Jewish custom was to beat you with 39 stripes minus one.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was beaten and torn and tortured.
Amen.
That in that suffering, he paid for our sins and our diseases.
Amen.
Why was he going to suffer if he didn't meant for us to be healed? He said, by my stripes.
Yeah.
Healing is yours.
Amen.
Why somebody want to take that away from the redemption that Jesus paid for? What? Oh, no, we don't. No. And now here's the thing. And this is good. The health rate in the doctors now.
Mm-hmm.
God gave us a doctor.
Uh-huh.
But God can't give us nothing else on the divine side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that some believe that God can't talk?
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That only the devil talks.
Uh-huh.
They believe the devil talks now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They believe the devil do many things. But, you know, they don't believe anything in the supernatural that God does.
That is so true. That's kind of
funny.
Lots of people.
They have a lot of faith in the devil. People have a lot of faith in the devil.
But he's not. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But the devil is so bad. And they say how bad the devil is.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is so bad that the Christians can't go out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
They don't assign nothing with the greatness of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I just thought that was that very interesting.
Amen.
Right. So what do you think about divine healing? We went over a couple of things about the impartation. Now, there's a scripture in the 15th chapter of Matthew that tell us a story about a Gentile heathen woman came to get healing and deliverance for her daughter. She needed deliverance. Now, daughter needed more than healing. She needed deliverance.
Amen.
Now, Jesus went and healed many, but many people were delivered. That means he cast out devils.
Mm-hmm.
That's
called
deliverance, freedom. So healing is linked with deliverance, but they're not always the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Deliverance is a separate thing sometimes from healing. Jesus proved that some people can't get healed until you cast out the devil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why Jesus said to the woman that had the spirit of infirmity, and she had been bent over that way for 15, 13, and he cast out the spirit of infirmity.
Of infirmity. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Do you remember when Jesus, these friends, came to the rally where Jesus was at, and they were trying to bring their friends and carrying him on a bed, and he was paralyzed, and they was bringing him to be healed, and they couldn't get near Jesus, and they took the roof off the place, and they said, we're going to climb on the roof where Jesus is at, and we're going to tear the roof off and put the man down. That faith was, I like that ingenuity. They said, well, we're going to go on top of the roof. They had the roof kind of faith. Who has the roof kind of faith?
Amen.
And when Jesus saw them letting the man down, he looked up. What did he say?
Two things
he said to them. When he saw the man being let down, he says he saw their faith.
Uh-huh.
Most people look something. He saw their faith.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing he said to the man that was paralyzed, thy sins be forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
his sickness was due to a particular sin.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people can't get healed until they mm-hmm. deal with sin in their life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. It's mm-hmm. true. It's true.
Jesus proved it several times in the Bible. He said, your sins mm-hmm. be forgiven. Go. Be made
uh-huh.
well.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Take up your bed and walk.
Yeah.
You know that mm-hmm. Jesus, and a lot of half of his healing and deliverance, he didn't touch the people in half of the deliverance. He didn't touch them. Neither did he put
mm-hmm.
oil on.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get think
right.
that Jesus can't do nothing without oil. This is a
tradition
right.
thinking that he can't
right.
do anything without oil.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And do not think that Jesus healed everybody by touching them. Some people and many
mm-hmm.
people, he did not touch them.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So people get bound in tradition. Well, you got to do this
mm-hmm.
and you got to do this. No, that may be true in some instances. You lay hands on the sick, but they didn't read that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They just read one scripture in James and they forgot all about how Jesus worked. He didn't just. What if you don't have
mm-hmm.
no oil? Well, you can't get healed. I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
but I ain't got no oil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, then let's go over here. At some time, he didn't say a word, but spoke the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go on. We got a few minutes left. It's about 6 minutes left. So each of you, would you kind of share with me 2 minutes each what you glean from divine healing?
Okay, I gain from divine healing, first of all, is that Jesus is no respecter person. But God spoke what he spoke in the Old Testament is still today true in the New Testament. And that it
Amen.
Is for all that believe and call upon him. That healing is for every man, woman, and child, don't care what the color of their skin might be.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I feel from the scripture that, you know, that the same gifts that was in the early church, they're still operating, you know, even in this day and time. It's all because of, you know, what we, you know, because of the lack of faith that, you know, they do not see the manifest spirit of God operating, you know, because
Amen.
Of unbelief. And, you know, and because of this modern day. And so, you know, that's what I gained, that, you know, that God is still
okay.
the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Okay. So what I learned about divine healing is that when Jesus died up on the cross of Calvary, he died for the whole man. He died, like Isaiah said, he peace for our salvation for our soul, healing for our body, and total prosperity in every area of man's existence.
Amen.
Okay. Do you know that Jesus paid for our physical healing before he paid for our spiritual healing?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
He was beaten first. He was tortured
mm-hmm.
first.
Huh?
That was for our
That's
physical
right.
healing,
mm-hmm.
emotional.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Spiritual healing was when he was lifted up and bare our sins
mm-hmm.
and iniquity on the tree.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unbelief and traditions of men has caused healing to be nullified in many cases. Unbelief
mm-hmm.
and traditions of men.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to build our faith up according to his word.
That is so
uh-huh.
true. So true.
Now, do you not know, as we close, that one area people don't believe, when that man was paralyzed, Jesus saw their faith that got him healed.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, the woman, the Phoenician woman in the 15th chapter, even though her daughter was not there,
mm-hmm.
and he did not touch her,
mm-hmm.
but she believed in behalf of her daughter, and her daughter was not present.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Her faith,
amen. Mm-hmm.
Her faith
uh-huh.
got her daughter delivered.
Yes, so true.
Because a lot of people say, well, you got to be here, and they got to lay hands on, and you can't speak the word over here. Jesus spoke the word to the Roman soldier, and the man was
yeah.
miles away. He said, go.
Amen.
Go.
So
and he
true.
Wasn't
yeah.
even there. He wasn't
Amen.
Even there.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Your faith can help somebody
mm-hmm.
get delivered in their behalf.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And also, the prayer of agreement is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If two will agree, that's touching.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Amen.
So I want to thank God for this few moments of sharing about divine healing
mm-hmm.
and supernatural
yeah.
placed among his people. And some
mm-hmm.
good Christian people do not believe all of the gospel because they've been taught against it, and therefore they don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil's doing the same thing he did from the beginning, so we need
mm-hmm.
the same thing Jesus gave the early church.
Amen. Don't you?
We don't
don't
need
you.
Less. We need same and more.
That's so
more.
True. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he raised people from the dead in the Old Testament, what do we
mm-hmm.
do in the New?
Amen.
Amen.
I said he raised
Amen.
People from the dead and healed
mm-hmm.
people in the Old
mm-hmm.
Testament.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What would he not do in the New Testament, which is a better testimony and a better covenant with better promises?
Amen.
What he will not do
Amen.
For us in this time? So our expectations should be even greater.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. That is so true. So true. So true.
So let's raise our lever and search the scriptures and raise
Hallelujah.
Our faith.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Don't let
Thank
no traditions
Jesus.
Of men tell
Hallelujah.
You or limit you.
Thank
Don't let
you,
no thinking of man because they have a church tradition. Well, this is the way our policy. Well, your policy may be your policy, but it ain't God's policy. That's
Amen.
All I can say about that. So
Amen.
A lot of times churches have their particular policy. This is the only way you have to get healed. And
mm-hmm.
they haven't read the scriptures enough.
Amen.
God has not given one way to receive divine
mm-hmm.
healing. It's many
mm-hmm.
ways in the scriptures that people were healed and delivered.
It's
yeah.
so true. It's so true.
So
Amen.
Let's not limit him to traditions
Amen.
Of men.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
All right, then, beloved. May the Lord bless you
okay.
and see you tomorrow night. The Lord committed. Thank God for our brother.
Amen.
Elder evangelist. I better not call him Prosser. He might get mad. I don't want to upset nobody. I just call him Brother Nate because, you know, people hear, what? Thank you, Jesus.
Can I say one thing?
But I appreciate my brother. Doing the work of the Lord.
Can I say
May
one
you
thing,
continue
please?
To listen to. Huh?
Did I say one thing Hello? Before you?
Yes, ma'am.
Get
Go
off?
Ahead. Quickly.
Okay. I have a young lady on the line from the high school. Her name is Selena. You know, I have a chance to talk with her, you know, often, you know, about the scripture, about the word. And so she asked out when she called. She said, is you on the prayer line? And I say, I just got off. And she told me that she would like to come on the prayer line, so she's on here tonight. And I just want you all to know that Selena is on the prayer line.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
God bless you. God bless
you. Our time is out. And if anyone wants to pray for us, she can come on tomorrow night, or someone wants to pray with us. But our time is up. And so we say hello
okay.
to you. Our time is up. Maybe she can come on tomorrow
okay.
night, or someone can pray. All right. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank God. Thank God for all of you. And as the brother said, tomorrow night we will come back at 7 p.m. Glory be to God. So
amen.
God bless you. May the Lord watch over you all. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless. God bless. God bless.